Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. God has called us through the gospel to possess the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" He answered them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then will you stand outside locking and saying, 'Lord, open the door for us.' He will say to you in reply, 'I do not know where you are from.' And you will say, 'We ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our street.' Then he will say to you, 'I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers.' And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and yourselves cast out. And people will come from the east and west, and from the north and the south, and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. The last word he said is very striking. Some are last will be first, and some are first will be last. It's important we have to remind ourselves on a daily basis to follow Jesus, to do his will, moment by moment. Enough is enough to our labor. That's the only thing we have to do. Many times we say we follow the gospel, but in our heart we don't live up to the calling of God. Jesus is expecting us every present moment to be with him, stay with him, to love with his love for our labor. We are weak. That's why we have to ask his grace. That's why he taught us through Sister Faustina. Jesus, we trust in you. Yes, we need to trust not ourselves in the help of God. Start from today. Every present moment, live out the will of God. Not for labor, as if Jesus would have loved them.